A young boy's dream of playing for one of the world's biggest clubs is starting to become a recurring nightmare. In what is becoming a common scene in the Spanish Premier Division, Vinicius, one of the world's best players, was subjected to racist chants throughout the game, this time by Valencia home fans. The Brazil forward was visibly distraught throughout the game, and in the 70th minute, the 22-year-old stopped playing to point out to the referee specific individuals in the crowd who had been directing racial slurs at him. Despite this, the game continued. Carlo Ancelotti expressed his anger at the scenes in his post-match interview.
What happened today has happened many times before, but not like today. This is unacceptable. La Liga has a problem, and it's not Vinicius. Vinicius is the victim. The problem is very grave.
In an Instagram post on Monday morning, Vinicius wrote, "The championship that once belonged to Ronaldinho, Ronaldo, Cristiano and Messi, today belongs to the racists." La Liga president Javier Tebas responded, claiming that the player needs to educate himself before critiquing the league. He also accused the Real Madrid forward of having not showed up to two meetings about racism with the league. Sao Paulo-based journalist Ewan Marshall provided more insight.
The general public in Brazil are just really quite shocked and outraged at how this has been allowed to happen to Vinicius Junior. I mean, the president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, he came out himself in solidarity with Vinicius.
I think it's important that FIFA, the Spanish League, and leagues in other countries take real action, because we cannot allow fascism and racism to dominate football stadiums.
Footballers have come out in solidarity with Vinicius. The Christ the Redeemer statue in Rio last night, was the lights were switched off as a kind of like a protest against racism.
The cancer of football, racism, clearly remains prominent, with the challenge of removing it being an invasive but much needed operation. Thomas Burns, City News International.